Prioritization post-mortem. When the roadmap becomes the incident roadmap, prioritization decisions rarely feel like incidents until production breaks. This article reconstructs the anatomy of a real failure caused by accumulated technical debt, ignored ADRs, and delivery pressure, and proposes the structural changes that prevent recurrence. In financial grade environments, the technology roadmap is not a planning artifact. It is a risk contract. Every prioritization decision that defers a security migration, postpones a runtime upgrade, or accepts a technical debt without formal registration is, in practice, an overdraft check against the system resilience. This post-mortem reconstructs how a sequence of apparently rational prioritization decisions made under legitimate delivery pressure culminated in a 4-hour partial outage in a payments processing pipeline, and what we changed structurally so the roadmap stops being the silent vector of incidents. What happened? The anatomy of the failure. The affected system was a payment event ingestion pipeline built on managed Kafka, processed by consumers running on EKS with Kubernetes 1.24 and persisting to DynamoDB with streams enabled for downstream analytics via Glue. The failure did not begin with a production alert. It began 6 months earlier when an ADR proposing migration to Kubernetes 1.28 was deferred for 2 consecutive sprints to prioritize product features. Those 2 sprints became 4, and the ADR was silently archived in the backlog. When AWS announced end of extended support for EKS version 1.24, the platform team opened an urgent ticket. The ticket was triage as dos, important, but not urgent, because the clusters is still running. What was not visible in the ticket was that the AWS load balancer controller add-on at the pinned version v2.4. Had a known incompatibility with the kernel version of the AMI that would be applied in the next mandatory EKS security patch. That patch was applied automatically during the scheduled maintenance window, and Kafka consumer pods began failing health checks with icon refused on the internal ALB endpoint, silently without an immediate alarm, because the CloudWatch alarm threshold was calibrated for 5-minute latency, not short duration connectivity failure. The result, MSK consumer lag grew from 200 mmHg to 47 seconds in 18 minutes, triggering downstream circuit breakers and causing transaction rejections at the payment gateway. Incident timeline, TES em 80 days, ADR archived, ADR 047, EKS 1.24.1. 28 migration is deferred under feature pressure and enters deferred state with no mandatory review date or designated owner. No associated risk register entry. T45 days. PDUS ticket opened. Platform team opens EKS version migration ticket after AWS communication. Ticket is triaged as PDUS without add-on compatibility analysis. The AWS Load Balancer Controller V241 add-on remains pinned. T0 security patch applied. 0215 UTC. EKS maintenance window applies updated ME with new kernel. Kafka consumer pods restart and fail ALB internal health checks. The incompatible add-on cannot correctly register targets in the target group. T+18min. MSK lag reaches 40 sets. Consumer lag on topic, payments avians upon partitions, 12, replication factor, 3, scales from 200 mmHg to 40 settings, CloudWatch alarm does not fire, threshold configured at some of offset L0 with a 5-minute period, masking initial growth, T23min, downstream circuit breaker activated. The payment authorization service detects absence of event confirmations for duentes and activates circuit breaker, Hystrix compatible, threshold 50% failures in DES, transactions begin being rejected with HTTP 503s, business alert fires, transaction approval rate dashboard, Celeo 99, 5% in sync bin window fires alert for on-call. On-call engineer begins investigation. First suspect is MSK, not TK58min. Root cause identified. Log correlation via CloudWatch logs insights between pod restart events and LB health check failures points to the incompatible add-on. Manual rollback of the add-on to V12.6. DOI is compatible with new AMI initiated. TIS412min full recovery after add-on rollback, MSK lag drainage, and reprocessing of lost events via DLQ, SQS dead letter queue with 14-day retention. The pipeline returns to nominal state. Lag returns to never to cause. Governance debt, not technical failure. The root cause was not the security patch, nor the incompatible add-on, nor the poorly calibrated alarm threshold. The root cause was the absence of a mechanism that made the cost of deferring roadmap decisions visible and traceable. ADR 047 was deferred without a risk register entry, without an owner, without a review date, and without transitive dependency analysis. Add-on version times AMI version times Kubernetes version. Each of these gaps individually is manageable. Combined, they created an invisible failure window that only materialized when an external event, the automatic patch, removed the last safety margin. In financial grade environments, this is not bad luck. It is the predictable consequence of treating roadmap governance as bureaucratic process rather than risk control, the structure that failed. ADRs without teeth. Architecture decision records are frequently treated as retroactive documentation, a record of what was decided, not a prospective control instrument. In this case, the ADR process existed, but had three critical design flaws that rendered it ineffective as a governance mechanism. First flaw, deferred state without consequence. ADR 047 entered deferred state without generating any risk artifact. A deferred ADR in a financial system should automatically create an entry in the operational risk register with severity proportional to potential impact, a mandatory owner, and a maximum review date. Without this, deferred is functionally equivalent to rejected. The decision simply disappears. Second flaw. Absence of transitive dependency analysis. The ADR process did not require mapping dependencies between the proposed decision and the components that would be affected. A Kubernetes version migration should mandatorily include a compatibility matrix, EKS version times managed add-on versions, AMI versions times network configurations, VPC CNI, security groups for pods. This matrix exists in AWS documentation. The problem was that nobody consulted it systematically at the time of deferral. Third flaw, disconnection between ADRs and maintenance windows. The change management system had no integration with the deferred ADR register. When the EKS maintenance window was scheduled, there was no automatic check for pending ADRs that could be impacted. This integration, trivial to implement via Lambda plus Event Bridge plus DynamoDB, would have surfaced the risk before the window. Remediation. Roadmap governance as risk control. The immediate remediation was technical. Add-on rollback, reprocessing via DLQ. Recalibration of CloudWatch alarms to detect lag growth in 60-second windows with a threshold of sum of offset lag sync files, based on historical P99 percentile of nominal lag. But the structural remediation was more important and harder to sell internally. Mandatory risk register for deferred ADRs. We implemented a GitHub Actions automation that, upon detecting a PR changing an ADR state to deferred, Mandatorily creates an issue in the risk register with fields severity derived from the impact declared in the ADR, owner, monetary, no default. Review by maximum 30 days for infrastructure ADRs, 90 days for product ADRs and affected components, list of impacted IWS services. ADRs without these fields cannot be merged. Compatibility matrix as change management gate. We created a lambda triggered by Event Bridge when an EKS maintenance window is scheduled via IWS Systems Manager change calendar. This lambda queries the DynamoDB, storing the deferred ADR register and affected components, and automatically opens a mandatory review ticket if there is an intersection. The operational cost is zero. The lambda executes in under 200 millimeters, and DynamoDB uses on-demand billing plotters alarms for MSK. We replaced the single lag alarm with a three-layer strategy. On consumer group lag with P95 percentile threshold in a 1 minute window for early detection. Dos composite alarm correlating lag plus consumer error rate plus EAS pod CPU. 3. Business alarm on transaction approval rate with SLO burn rate alert, error budget consumption in 1 hour, the real problem, invisibility of the deferral cost. What makes incidents originating in roadmap decisions, particularly insidious, is that the cost of deferral is deferred in time and distributed across teams, while the benefit of deferral feature delivery speed is immediate and concentrated. This asymmetry creates a structural incentive to defer, especially in organizations where engineering metrics are dominated by velocity and lead time, not platform health indicators. In regulated financial environments, this problem has an additional dimension, unregistered technical debt is, in many compliance frameworks, SOCs, Bacen Resolution 4.58, PCI DSS, an operational risk that should be on the radar of the CISO and CRO, not just the engineering team. When ADR 047 was deferred without a risk register entry, it effectively left the corporate governance radar, and no compensating control was activated. The solution is not additional bureaucracy. It is making the cost of deferral visible in the same system where the benefit is registered. We implemented a debt dashboard in Backstage, our developer experience portal, that shows, for each component, the number of deferred ADRs, the aggregate severity, then the average deferral time. This dashboard is reviewed in quarterly platform reviews with the CTO and product leads. When a critical infrastructure ADR appears with more than 60 days in deferred state, it automatically enters the agenda of the next architecture meeting, not as a suggestion, but as a mandatory item, the positive side effect. Product teams began actively negotiating the timing of infrastructure ADRs because they now understand that the cost of deferral has an expiration date and that they will be in the room when that bill arrives. Anti-patterns that contributed to the incident, asterisk ADR as retroactive documentation, treating ADRs as historical records instead of prospective control instruments with owner, deadline, and consequence of non-execution, add-on versions pinned without update policy, pinning eobvious load balancer controller to a specific version without an automated compatibility verification process against new EKS and AMI versions, single lag alarm without correlation, asterisk monitoring MSK with a single absolute lag alarm in a long window without correlation with upstream infrastructure metrics, pod health, LB target registration, asterisk staging not mirroring productions, staging environment with different add-on versions than production, making pre-maintenance tests ineffective for detecting incompatibilities, asterisk technical debt invisible to business stakeholders, absence of a mechanism making the accumulated cost of deferred ADRs visible to product owners and leadership, creating incentive asymmetry, lessons for architects, the roadmap as attack surface. Architects in financial grade environments need to internalize that the technology roadmap is an attack surface, not just for external adversaries, but for the entropy of the system itself. Every prioritization decision that is not recorded with its dependencies, risks, and review conditions is a latent vulnerability, waiting for the right external event to materialize. The most counterintuitive lesson from this incident is that the problem was not technical in nature, it was incentive modeling. The engineering team knew the migration was necessary. The platform team had opened the ticket. The risk was implicitly acknowledged. What was missing was a mechanism that made the cost of deferral concrete and shared between the parties that benefited from deferral, product team, with more features delivered, and the parties that absorbed the risk, platform team, infrastructure on call. This has direct implications for how architects should structure the ADR process. A well-designed ADR for high criticality environments should include 1. Transitive dependency analysis with explicit reference to adjacent component versions. 2. Validity conditions, events that invalidate the decision and require immediate review, e.g. this ADR is invalidated if the EKS version enters end of support. 3. Estimated cost of deferral in engineer hours per sprint of delay. 4. Owner with explicit accountability, not just nominal responsibility, finally. Blameless postmortem does not mean postmortem without structural consequence. The difference is that consequences are systemic. Process changes, automations, controls, not personal. This incident resulted in 3 process changes, 2 new automations, and a complete revision of our ADR template. No engineer was individually held accountable. The system was improved. Architect's note, what I would do differently. If I could go back to the moment ADR 047 was marked as deferred, I would have insisted on a single change. The mandatory creation of a risky register entry with severity derived from the impact declared in the ADR and a maximum review date of 30 days, non-negotiable. The hard-won lesson I have learned over 16 years in financial grade environments is that unregistered technical debt is not debt, it is hidden risk, and hidden risk in payment systems has a cost that inevitably surfaces at the worst possible moment. The automation that correlates deferred ADRs with maintenance windows cost less than 1 week of engineering work. The incident it would have prevented cost more than 18 engineer hours and measurable revenue impact. That is the clearest ROI I have ever calculated in platform architecture. Verdict: govern the roadmap like you govern infrastructure. This incident was not caused by a technical failure, it was caused by a governance failure that materialized technically. The technical remediation, add-on rollback, alarm recalibration, DLK for reprocessing, was necessary but insufficient without the structural changes to the ADR process and the visibility of technical debt to business stakeholders. The concrete recommendation is this: treat every deferred ADR as a registered operational risk with owner, severity, review date, and estimated cost of deferral. Automate the correlation between deferred ADRs and infrastructure change events, maintain windows, security patches, runtime updates. Make the cost of technical debt visible in the same system where delivery velocity is measured, and calibrate your observability alarms to detect abrupt failures in short windows. Not just sustain degradation in long windows, in financial grade environments, The roadmap is not a planning artifact, it is a risk contract, governed as such.